Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I had a chance to speak to my family last weekend, I guess it was. And, you know, these kind of meetings that we're having now is kind of like the meeting before. I remember when you hear soldiers, they're talking about, you know, we've been to boot camp and we've been to this, we've been to that, we've been to this. Then it comes that moment in time when you got this tension going on, going, okay, at one moment they're going to say charge, you know,
right.
They know that everything that we've learned, everything that we've practiced. And so that says there's that last meeting where you got to put everything into practice. I'll never forget when I was in law enforcement. I felt that way. You know, when you start thinking, you're going to send me out on the street now?
Are you sure?
Shouldn't I have a couple more years? Oh, I got a gun? You give me a gun? Oh, my goodness. And a little light, a little top of your car, lights and siren and all that kind of stuff. And it's like you're riding around going, if you sure you want to do this? And then you start meeting everybody else. You go, oh, we're, you know, dear Lord, help us. We need help. And it's just that feeling at some point consummation has to take place in what's happening. And a prophecy is about, you know, at one point, you know, in the Word of God, God is telling over and over and over and over and over again since the fall of man in the garden that God is going to redeem mankind. He's going to dwell with us again. And in that, he was saying over and over again that I'm going to be with you. I'm going to tabernacle with you. And eventually it came to pass. It's no longer a prophecy when Jesus was born. That's what Christmas is about. You know, we celebrate on December 25th, mm-hmm. you know, as a day of recognizing that prophecy came to pass. So that's no longer prophecy. That's a reality.
Yes.
The prophecy proves that this is a God reality. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get so caught up in prophecy, people say, let's just prophesy some more. And it's like, it already happened already. Now we need to get build vision for the future. And hopefully today, outside the ticket noise that we're hearing, is that we want to begin to build vision for the future. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as we talked about in an earlier program about having vision, is your survival plan. You got to get a God vision, and for beyond where you are. I like what Lance Wallow says. He says you got to be able to see your face in the future.
Mm. Walt now.
Thank you. I call him Lou for some reason. I don't know what it is.
I call him Wanda too.
He sounds like the aardvark. I don't know if you remember the aardvark from the Pink Panther.
Oh yeah.
He could be the aardvark.
Aardvark?
Huh?
Aardvark?
Yes.
Are you sure that's what you're saying?
Yes, Patricia. Come on, give me a break. Right. It's a cartoon. Right. It's a cartoon.
We just want to edit it later.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's true. That's I appreciate that. That is really helpful. Everybody in the editing crew, thank you for that.
Trying to say some work.
Yeah, the pink aardvark, right? The pink aardvark.
Yeah, whatever.
But
sounds good to me. Cartoons
who would have ever thought that the aardvark?
Sure.
I don't know which one it is, bark or vark. Help me out. Which one is it?
Aardvark.
Ah, he's doubting himself.
Aardvark.
Aardvark.
I had to hear myself say it.
I never listened that intently to it. You know, in passing with my briefcase and my cell phone as the cartoons was playing as a kid. Anyway, so, but the, that who would ever thought that that voice would be the voice of wisdom today? Listen to the art.
So what does he sound like? I don't even remember.
He sounds like Lance Wallow.
We're sorry, Lance. He didn't mean it.
He didn't mean it. So anyway, Pat.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about what happened after talking to my family. Mm-hmm. And what happened, just, you know, remember this. You're going to be really shocked, probably. I don't know. Maybe you're not. That when you're hearing from the Lord and you say what God wants you to say, his word, you know, whatever that word is, he works with you confirming his word.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, with sharing what God is saying, of course, my family knows. We've been talking the whole journey.
Right.
And before we even entered into this last, this present phase, you know, we told them very specifically what it meant and to us. And the price that could be paid for it, and all of them are like warriors when it comes time to, like, let's just do this thing. And with that, I got a chance to share with them, you know, as I gathered my family together, and we just talked about what God was saying. I shared what was on my heart, and it felt like that one gathering that you have before you have to apply these principles. And as I was talking to them, I was talking to them about a dream that the Lord had given me, which I also spoke about at the VFN Dream Center. And we'll be talking about that today. But what the interesting thing that the Lord showed me about strife is that it has to do, it was symbolized in God's vision to me with knives. And of all the things that could be going on, the same time God's speaking to me in Israel is an intifada with knives. Ooh. It's like an uprising, the knife uprising. And so what you're seeing in Israel, we talked about in our previous program, dedicated a whole program. It was on CTN last night, WHBR. You can get it at VFNTV.com. There is a knife uprising. Strife. That is actually strife. And but you're seeing whatever happens in the natural in Israel is happening in the spiritual, right, in the church. And there's this big spirit of strife in the church. You know, strife, and we're going to talk about, what does that mean? How do you get rid of strife? Aren't you ready to get rid of strife in your life and strife in your, you know, your marriage and your family and your church leadership? Maybe there's a whole bunch of strife going on, and it's just like a knife throwing. It's like a knife throwing. There's no knives throwing, but you walk out feeling like a target, you know, that. And so we're going to talk about that today. But the interesting thing, after I shared this, and it's just, God was just all over me when I'm talking, and God was just speaking through my family, and with it was this brokenness of, like, there's nothing else we can do. We didn't set everything that we can say. There's no other words you really can say to it. And that's why we're talking about the future now. We're talking about, let's get a vision. We've already defined that. We have it uploaded. We have it available. We have it in video format. Real soon, you'll be able to go to the VFN Torch and see the actual programs. Will be there inside the programs. You'll be able to see the video, but right now you still can see it there, but it'll be maxed with the description so you can see what's going on in that. But and so I delivered that, and I said it, and everybody, you know, we did what we needed to do, and we prayed and we asked God's, you know, blessing and protection and you know, sought wisdom. And this is what you need to do. You need to, you know, prudent preparation is available right now for every single person who subscribes to the VFN Torch as a gift to you. If you go to VFNTV.com, in the upper right-hand corner, you have a chance to be able to, the Torch newsletter, click on that, enter your email address, follow the prompts, and you will have access to a talk about, you know, prudent preparation. What does it mean? And we just want to just give that to you, you know, as a gift of registering today. So you want to make sure you do that. So anyway, so as I'm preparing this morning and for, you know, we're here today, is I get a message from my son, Jared. And Jared tells me, he says, you know, man, I just had a detailed dream about what you were talking about. And God showed him some of the things that he's been showing. And God says, I work with you confirming my word. And there's two things going on. And I want you to encourage you. It's the best of times and the worst of times. So this is not about disaster. This is about discipline and hardship so that there's a great harvest. So we got to be able to take care of the natural things while we help love people, encourage people, and disciple people. And the kingdom expands. And so it's not all about, you know, if we suffer with pride and idolatry and my stuff, you'll view the prophecy as like, I got to store up some beans from here. Versus like, man, I got to position myself to be the most fruitful that I can be, because I might not physically make it through this. This might be my last moments here on earth. I want it to be in a way that I'm honoring God. And so we'll be talking about that, but God specifically confirmed it. And so he shot me a message early this morning, you know, around 5:30 something in the morning. And so we're talking, and it was so real. I mean, it was a vision. How you know a vision versus a dream is like you're in it. And it was great. It was chaos. You know, it was total chaos. And but it was just a sudden thing. And that's over and over again. It's just a sudden type thing. And the first thing that we're talking about is what we talked about, but it's exactly what y'all see Steve, you know, on VFN TV, and he's part of our team here.
the same thing that you hear about, have you got your 90 days yet? The first thing we're thinking about is making sure that you have 90 days of basic provision so that you can be there for others.
Yeah.
It's the oxygen mask thing and the air, mm-hmm. you know, put it on yourself first so you can help other people. And, but it was just, I mean, the way that he described it, it seemed like the end of the world. So it was so real. It was so real that, and this is God confirming this, that he wanted to stay and continue in the vision, but at the same time, he wanted to be able to look out the window to see that it was happening or not happening. That's how real it was. You know, am I going to continue in this vision or am I going to break this vision and come? That's how, listen, what does that mean? That means God is confirming that this thing is on, as Duck Dynasty says, like Donkey Kong. And it's like, it's on like Donkey Kong. That'll up our ratings for that. So Duck Dynasty says it's on like Donkey Kong. But it also, remember, it's the best of times. And so we'll talk more about this all when we get back from the break. But I just thank the Lord for his voice that he speaks and he confirms. And Job 33, does not a man speak to a man? Does not God not speak to a man in his sleep, in his deep sleep, and warn him about what's taking place? And God's gave the warning. And that's what that meeting with my family was. A warning. This is a warning. This is going to come. Somebody says, why would you give somebody a warning? If a hurricane's coming, don't you go, this is a hurricane warning. If a tornado's coming, you say, this is a tornado warning. If a fat storm's being fashioned against our nation, we want to say, warning, hello, warning, warning. We are just having this conversation about, you know, God just spoke this morning confirming a meeting that a time of fellowship I had with my biological family, you know, and which I love, and brand new granddaughter and all those things going on. But, you know, you want to be able to prepare your family, you know, for what's about to happen. That, apologize for always looking down, but the Word of God says that you're worse than an unbeliever if you do not take care of your family. So it's not that you only take care of your family, but that you need to be able to prepare them as well. It doesn't mean everybody's going to listen, but you got to at least tell them, because he tells us if God makes known to you, if you don't tell them, despite what they think, if you're crazy or whatever, you know, and like I said, if it's God confirms it, you know, but it's better to warn and it not happen, and warn and it happen and they don't even know. And that way they can prepare. I mean, they can prepare, because it's not like today, we have so many conveniences to be able to get places. And we don't realize we're depending on technology to do that. There's people right now don't even know what a paper map looks like. They wouldn't know how to get to Walmart if they didn't have their, you know, their GPS system tell them take a left here or take a right. They really wouldn't. It's amazing. They wouldn't know how to get to another state. And they would just get on the road and start driving and hope that it turns out. And they would be the one clogging the road, because you know, you're trying to head out if a hurricane's coming, for example. And so you want to be able to warn them. But he says this too. He says, if you don't warn them and you did know, then their blood's on your hands. But worse than that, your family's blood on your hand. Come on. I mean, you need to tell your family. And there's so many people that's just, and there's this, I don't have the exact verbiage of this, but there is this standard mode that kicks in under stress. And one thing, some people, the survival people, see it and they prepare. It's just like the proverb says, a prudent man sees danger, prepares for it, fool keeps going and suffers for it. But there's these other folks that just panic. You know, they just panic and they're just like, you know, they're the ones that you see, you know, maybe you saw them in a movie, you saw them in Haiti, you see people screaming, running down the streets, like, what good is that?
Yeah.
You know, what good is that?
That's not going
to
help.
That's not a survival mode, is not to run down your street screaming and hollering, especially if you proclaim to be a believer. I mean, come on now.
And looting. I mean, that's not a good idea.
Looting's not.
That's not a good idea.
And we're not talking about Texas or anything here. Anyway, so in that, and then there's other folks, they just keep doing what they've been doing. This is the majority of people. I mean, if they get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, they'll get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. If they go eat a piece of toast and put butter on it, they put butter on it. If they get gas on their way to work, I mean, they just do everything that they've always done. You can't look at that crowd and go, well, everything's all right. That's how they're handling this shock. And they only know when you break their pattern of behavior. They only know if something's wrong when you snap your fingers. And they're like, oh my gosh, my pattern's broke. You know, we've learned this early on.
That's right.
With certain personalities, like, oh, we got it. You know how it works. And so, But that's just important because you can all assume that everything's okay because you're watching people still, you know, still go to work. But I'll never forget when 9/11 happened, you know, here this tragedy happened, but nobody could stop.
Yeah.
They just went, why our citizens are burning and jumping from buildings and at the Twin Towers, they have not yet fallen. We had people that was going out selling insurance policies and they just kept on working, selling insurance. It was selling insurance. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Pause. Stop. But, you know, maybe that's how this person handled, you know, that's how they handled shock. But the thing is that if that's how you handle it, it may do you good up until the point you can't get through the Lincoln Tunnel of your life. That you're just, everything's bottleneck and now you're stuck. And now your family wasn't prepared for this. You need to prepare, you know. Like I said, just sign up for the tour today. And you get, well, as a gift, you know, just showing our gratitude for you signing up for the newsletter, which keeps you informed of what's going on. You'll give you Prudent Preparation as a free download for you to be able to start listening to today and listen to it again and again and just ask God to reveal to you how you're supposed to prepare. But, you know, what do you do in these moments? You know, how do you prepare? Well, you tell your family. You may need to tell yourself. You know, first thing you may need to do is tell yourself. Mm-hmm. The present day newscasters that you're going to see, they're as a matter of fact, I was just seeing an interview this morning. One of the CBS newscasters left CBS and she's got a book out now. I can't tell you what her book is at this moment, but she was just shocked at how much the secular, well, how much present day media wasn't even concerned about the truth at all. They just wanted them to say whatever they wanted to say. And when they did all this investigative reporting, then they would spring their work like 60 Minutes used to be and all that. Mm-hmm. And they would present it and they go, no, we're not going to do this because this makes the president look bad. This makes Washington look bad. This makes our agenda. And they would just stop. Think about it. Are you turning to those sources for what you need to know so you can prepare what's going on? And there are some good, there's some media, you know, good sources that are going on. But that's why we're here. We're here to say, you know, we can have this conversation. You know, God speak to us and whatever, you know, you're revealing to us, we'll make known to our audience, you know. And our audience, you're really encouraging us because you're talking about what we wanted to hear was, thank you. I cannot believe that there's actually a prophetic voice at 5 o'clock, 5 days a week. And how is this happening? This is just God. It's just God. But that means that, you know, we're all opened up to say, you know, God, what do you want us to know? You know, what do you want us to do? And I think about, you know, World War II when Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he used to come on a couple times. He's known for this, but it wasn't a whole bunch of times, but there was specific, everybody came to the radios to hear it. And that's all they had was radio at that time. And he would talk to the nation and everybody would sit around the radio and they would listen to the president, encourage them, tell them what's going on and paint vision. And that kept a steady calm throughout. As Senator John McCain, he talked about those days and he said that he just had such, he was the best encourager and motivator for the nation. And so as Christians, we're going to need a motivating conversation. We're going to need a media source that we can talk about what's going on, but we don't need to talk about every single thing. I mean, it's almost like an assault. If you watch, you know, ABC News, for example, within the first 5 minutes, they've shown you 20,000 disasters with no resolution, with no prophetic reality. And so, yeah, we do need to know some things that are going on, but not everything. I mean, God hasn't called us to be Google. Yeah. He's called us to worship God.
That's right.
But we need to hear what God is saying to us in this particular time on what to do. And so I would say, because I feel like I've had a lot of last meetings, you know, not last meetings, but meetings like, okay, this is the meeting that I'm going to be able to have before these things start happening. And I believe it's going to happen so quickly that we're not going to really have a lot of time to think a lot. And then it's going to be over. And then we're going to be able to begin to rebuild and whatever that means.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the harvest is going to, in the middle of that, it's going to be coming in. And I just sense this in my spirit. And
as you're saying that, I'm thinking about even the floods that hit the region. One day it started to rain. And who would have known that within a few hours there'll be floods everywhere and houses falling apart?
Right,
just that quick.
Right, right, and that's what happened. I mean, God specifically, they said that, you know, a congressman in Florida said, Congressman Jeff Miller, he said that on an interview we have it on VFN Torch for you. He said this hadn't happened in 125 years. This may have never happened. That's what he said. It's kind of like that because it was flooding on top of mountains, on top of hills. And then the areas that are supposed to flood didn't flood. So it was like the flooding was, and so that's kind of what we've been hearing is that is you're just not going to be able to wrap your brain around it. The thing about it is we want to wrap our hearts around what God's finished work on the cross and make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life and understand that God speaks. I mean, he speaks. Mm-hmm. This is important to understand. God loves you individually. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what anybody tells you. Religious folks or anybody. People that you highly admire that has ability to speak and you hear what God's saying through them. God loves you and he wants to talk to you and he will give you a strategy. He will help you in your life. He loves you. He died for you. And so one thing to do is to learn how to, first of all, be his disciple, you know, Multiply Movement. We talk about that all the time. Go to multiplymovement.com, I believe it is. And, and begin that whole simple journey of it's such a beautiful thing that Francis Chan and David Platt has done. But the second thing is abide, you know, learn how to abide with him. And we have a simple plan for you. It's totally free. Just request it at iabide.org, iabide.org. You're not going to be able to turn to ABC News and they're not going to tell you, you know, David Muir on ABC News is he's not going to, you know, he's just grateful he just got this job. I mean, he's not going right. to, he's not going to buck the system. You know what I'm saying? And if you do buck the system, like this particular reporter I'm telling you about just wrote a book, she's been blacklisted from the
whole
thing.
You'll be out, you know.
Which is a blessing, by the way, that you don't want to be in a place that doesn't let you, you know, report the First Amendment news and stuff. But, you know, learn to abide with the Lord. And this is what he says in Revelation. And this is not the end of the world. It's nothing like that. But it's going to be the end of some people's world because their life's going to end through this. I mean, something's going to happen. And we just celebrated and had a memorial for veterans who gave their life for us. And so if we didn't tell them this, the day that their life ended, they're in the presence of God. We owe every man, every woman the truth because it's appointed once for us all for our life to end, to be over for us, and to be present with the Lord. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.